With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Three Israeli hostages released from Gaza have been handed over to Israeli forces, but many worry about this deal. It might collapse before all hostages return, and they worry who has died in captivity. Donald Trump's inauguration schedule includes two traditional church services.
The president-elect will start the day Monday by attending a service at St. John's Episcopal Church, located across Lafayette Park from the White House. This is a long-running tradition for incoming presidents. On Tuesday, Trump's first full day in office, he will attend a national prayer service at the Washington National Cathedral. For his swearing-in, the president will use two Bibles, one given to him by his mother, and the Lincoln Bible, which was first used in 1861. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mr. Trump likely to have an easier time working with the Senate during his second term in the Oval Office. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Trump's 2016 victory sent shockwaves through the establishment and sparked a virtual tsunami of resistance in the Senate, including some from Republicans. The term "never Trumper" became part of the political lexicon as GOP senators like Jeff Flake, John McCain, and Mitt Romney drew the battle lines. 8 years later, Trump will be greeted by a much friendlier GOP majority, including some of his former critics. One of his first victories will be confirmation of a former presidential rival, Senator Marco Rubio, as his new Secretary of State. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
Emails and videos of burned buildings in L.A. versus those still standing have been flying back and forth among architects and builders. Many experts stress the plain luck is often a major factor in burning, adding winds can shift quickly. This is SRN News. Well, the Supreme Court will hear another religious freedom case.
The justices have agreed to consider a challenge to Obamacare lodged by Braidwood Management, a small Christian-owned business. The company doesn't want to be forced to cover certain kinds of health care, including medication for HIV prevention, because it, quote, encourages and facilitates homosexual behavior and violation of our religious beliefs. The High Court has been friendly to religious freedom complaints in the past, often ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy says he's planning to build up a supply of abortion pills ahead of the president's second administration. New Jersey joins other Democratic-led states, including Massachusetts and California, in stockpiling drugs used in combinations to end pregnancies. Last summer, the Supreme Court preserved access to the pill. This is SRN News. Oh, during her confirmation hearing last week on Capitol Hill, Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi affirmed that she would indeed protect religious liberty throughout America. We have more on that story now from correspondent George Williams.
Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley cited prosecutions against pro-life Christians as one instance of abuse of power by the Biden DOJ.
To prosecute individuals peacefully praying outside of an abortion clinic.
Senator Josh Hawley directly asked Ms. Bondi if she would stand up for First Amendment rights.
Will you stop the disparate treatment of Americans on the basis of religious faith?
Yes, Senator.
Will you stop the deliberate persecution of pro-life Americans for nothing more than their pro-life beliefs?
Yes, Senator.
The senator thanked the nominee for her commitment.
Because we need it. We need it.
George Williams reporting.
And more details at SRNnews.com.